Speaking with Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Mr. Poloncarz, from what I understand, you just wrapped up a conference call with officials around the county and state regarding the blizzard and its impact on western New York, especially Erie County. What do we know so far this morning about the blizzard?
Well, I can confirm that it was a blizzard, and it is over at this point. The blizzard warning has been lifted due to the fact that the winds have substantially subsided. The temperatures are warming back up. We still are seeing a little bit of snowfall. We were, at the height of the storm, seeing rates of 2 inches per hour. It's down to only a half inch per hour. We're just in a traditional winter storm at this point. Most driving bans have been lifted, and the county will be open for business starting at 10 a.m. This is a delay from our normal start time. Some offices actually starting at 7:30. But we are going to be open for business, and it's back to normalcy here in Erie County and western New York.
Back to normalcy, but it appears this life-threatening storm so far. We haven't heard of any fatalities. What do you know about that?
We've heard there may have been a heart attack, but it could not necessarily be, or it might not necessarily have been related to the storm, just an individual who had a heart attack and passed away. So it does appear that at least in this period there was one death, but it may not have been related to shoveling or anything such as that. I'm hopeful that no matter what, it wasn't, but it does sound like one individual passed away. So we generally rode out the storm well with regards to emergencies and injuries. I'd like to thank the public and truthfully the media as well for getting the information out, the public for heeding our warnings. There were some people who, of course, decided to go out and drive in the middle of the storm during driving bans, but in general, most people stayed at home. They heeded the advice. And as a result, I think we were able to ride this out without minimal injury or loss.
Right, and certainly the potential was there, as you mentioned yesterday at the Erie County Emergency Services Center in Cheektowaga. Just the ride from downtown Buffalo out to that site in Cheektowaga was really a white-knuckle kind of a ride. You could barely see the hood of the car at points.
It was really bad out there, in some of the worst conditions that I've seen in a long time during the height of the storm. And we were trying to advise the public that if it's not snowing by your house or your place of business now, it could fairly soon. And if it does, you're not going to want to be out in it. So what we saw throughout the day was just these continual bands of whiteout conditions with these brutally cold conditions. We did hear of a few cases of frostbite being reported to the emergency rooms, but in general there were just a few. The emergency rooms were not inundated with individuals, which means most people just heeded the warning, stayed inside, because you did not want to be outside in these conditions, especially in a car if it happened to get stuck along the side of the road. And that did happen, but we didn't hear of any major incidents as a result of loss of life or major illnesses due to that fact. So I think most people just heeded the advice, stayed inside, rode out the storm, and as a result, we're going to be back to normal today.
Right. Sounds like Erie County certainly dodged a bullet with that storm. As you mentioned, the possibilities for major accidents on the highways certainly avoided.
Yeah, I mean, we got hit with the full brunt of the storm, so it's not so much like we dodged a bullet from the storm, but we were prepared. And I think that's the most important thing that this storm showed, is that the community was prepared. Erie County is the only western New York county to have been designated previously by the National Weather Service as being storm ready. Now, most people kind of laugh when you get those designations, but it's a solid designation because it shows that we have the capabilities, we have the individuals, we have the facilities at our disposal to handle any type of a weather-related storm. And it was quite evident, based, I think, on the response of our team, that we got to work early. We realized that this major storm was coming. We started setting up conference calls and getting the Emergency Operations Center open before the storm even hit, because we knew we were going to have issues and problems. And as a result, I think everything worked out well. And as I said, we're back to normal business as of today.
And back to normal, including the reopening of major highways in the area. Is that correct?
Yes, all major highways are open at this point, except for Route 5 due to some flooding that is a backup from Smokes Creek. So Route 5 in Lackawanna between Lake Avenue and Ridge Road is closed. All other major thoroughfares are open at this point. It's still snowing out there. It's still slick, so people need to take a little caution when they're driving. This is not the summer weather, but at least it's not like it was with the whiteout conditions and and the almost zero visibility so that you really couldn't even drive.
Right, and as you mentioned, it is still snowing. We are expected to get several more inches throughout the day today. Where does the cleanup effort stand at this point for Erie County?
Well, most of the plows have been out straight. Unfortunately, during the height of the storm, we could not put plows out in sort of the center of the snow bands because they just couldn't see. As you may remember, during the heaviest snowfall last night, or I should say the night before, we actually had plows that went off the road themselves, four county plows. There were some town plows that went off the roads. They're all been pulled out. They're all working, truthfully, nonstop to clear the roads. All the mains have been snowplowed. Some of the secondaries haven't been snowplowed yet in the towns and the villages and, of course, in the city of Buffalo. But I think by the end of today, all of those will have been touched, and we'll have every road cleared, at least the ones that the county controls. And it will be just a normal winter day.
And so will local governments be able to handle this cleanup, or do you need to call in, is there a possibility you need to call in state or even federal help to help clear the roads and that sort of thing?
I believe the local governments will be able to handle the cleanup. The State Department of Transportation has sent, and they're already here doing work, additional crews, additional plows. They've been on the ground for almost 12 hours now. So we do have additional assistance that came in from New York State, and that's one of the reasons why the 219, the 400, and other major state thoroughfares were able to get open and be open for this morning commute. I don't think we're going to need any other additional assistance. We've not heard of any requests from town highway departments that they need additional assistance. If we did need it, we would let the state and the federal government know, but as of right now, I haven't heard of any additional requests for it.
And you declared a state of emergency. Has that been lifted at this point?
Actually, the state of emergency is still in effect. We will not lift it until probably later this afternoon and evening once the storm cell completely subsides and the snow stops. We're going to keep it in place just in case the snowmaking machine kicks into gear again. But one advantage of the bitter cold temperatures in the last few days is Lake Erie has really quickly froze, and it's quite possible as a result of the bitter cold temperatures that the lake has frozen so much that we're going to really see a drop in lake effect snows going forward. But until we know 100% that that's the case, the state of emergency will technically still be in effect through at least later this afternoon, but I do imagine we'll be lifting it by the end of the day.
And we're expected to go from these sub-zero temperatures to a warm-up and some rain by the weekend. Any concerns about flooding coming down the pike from your public works officials?
We are concerned about ice jam possibilities and flooding in the traditional areas once the temperature rises so quickly that we're going to see some snow melt. We're just going to have to keep advised and once again be in touch with the Weather Service, which has flood indicators and all the major creeks and streams and rivers. It is an issue. We were kind of laughing last night in the EOC as we heard that from the National Weather Service, that we go from these absolutely bitter cold to such a warm-up that we're going to have flooding. And it's like, well, technically, the storm may still be in place at that point because we'll be dealing with some of the after effects of it, but we'll get through it.
Very good. Mark Poloncar is Erie County Executive. I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
My pleasure, Chris. Take care. And thanks to the media and the public for the media, first of all, for getting the information out, and the public for heeding our information and just staying home because it made it much easier to deal with this storm.
Thank you very much.